All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Zach Simony. Alongside me is Vincent Simony and Tyler Simony, my brothers here. We're going to go ahead and do a fantasy football podcast involving them, and then I'll give you one free play for Sunday. We hope you enjoy. We're going to get things started with a quick introduction here. We'll start off with Tyler. Go ahead.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Tyler. I'm the younger brother of your fantasy guru here, so we'll pass it off to Chip.
Hi, I'm Chip, older brother of Zachary Simony and Tyler Simony.
What can they find out about you two? That's just basic information. What's going on?
I like Arizona Cardinals. I think they're doing okay this year.
Is that your free play of the weekend? Over Andrew Luck and the Colts?
Yes.
And what's your reason for that?
They have a good defense.
Okay, and then what's something they can find know about you, is Tyler Simony?
All right, Tyler from Syracuse, New York, a hardcore Jets fan, maybe a little biased in my decision making when it comes to that. As far as that goes, I'm all about football. That's my thing, so it should be fun.
All right, and then make sure you check out my daily blogs, notjustagame.com, of course. Now go ahead and go over the segments. We're going to talk about some top defenses for week 12. Some lowly owned fantasy football players with big upside this week. Some flex options for week 12, and then QBs to start and sit. And then I'll give out my free play. I'm going to go ahead and go with some of my defenses this week. A lot of good matchups for week 12. Some tight lines and some big lines like usual. But I think you're going to go ahead and continue with the trend with the Baltimore Ravens defense. This is a defense that's been playing pretty good this year, but their offense is underperforming, and that's caused people to miss out on the opportunistic defense that they have. But at home, they've been really good. They've allowed them to stay in games, and at some point, you got to think that Joe Flacco and that offense is going to get things going. But the Jets, they've been atrocious on the road. Geno Smith's coming off one of his worst games of the year, and it's going to be pretty shaky for him to get back on that football field and try to perform for a team that's 500 and looking for a jump kick from their quarterback, which they're not getting. So the Baltimore will bring some aggressive blitzes. They're younger with the changes they've made on defense, and they'll be able to force the typical Geno Smith turnovers on the road. Another defense to go after is the Detroit Lions against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm still not sold on Mike Glennon. The Falcons defense has been giving up an astronomical amount of points, so he shined last week. The week before, they kind of got us snuck by with a win against Miami at home on a Thursday night game. So this week again, Detroit, once again, they're kind of a team that people are fading right now, but if you look at the division, they're still number one in their division, ahead of the Chicago Bears, and they control their own destiny. So this is a win that the team needs, even though they collapsed a little bit against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think going up against Glennon, they'll be able to get after him, force him to a few jump ball throws, and get some turnovers off of him. A couple others that I like, the Carolina Panthers against the Dolphins. Last week, the Dolphins kind of were able to do a makeshift offensive game plan against the San Diego Chargers that worked. They did a lot of quick throws, getting Ryan Tannehill out of the pocket. Three-step drops, quick deliveries, and they actually ran the ball with Daniel Thomas. But if the running game's not going to work like Carolina does, shutting down teams, it's going to force Ryan Tannehill to some more tough situations. And he still was getting sacked last week. So that's something that it's not going to uphold against the Carolina Panthers. They've proven time and time again, week to week, that they're a reliable defense. And last but not least, Sunday night. Or not Sunday night, but Giants versus the Cowboys. I'm going to go ahead and sneak a play in with the Giants defense against Tony Romo. Just numbers speak for themselves when Tony Romo plays against the Giants. He's turnover prone, and I think he will be again this week. So I'm going to pass it along to Tyler on some defenses to look out for this week.
All right, big defense to look out for. People, don't be fooled. I know Roethlisberger came out and had himself a really good game, but against the Browns defense, I don't see it happening. The Browns have a top defense, and if you ask me, Joe Hayden is the next Darrelle Revis. He is the next coming of him. He's come out and he shut receivers down. He's very physical, in your face, and I really think the Browns, though they have their offensive problems, and, you know, they're typically the Browns, they're still the team to not mess with, you know. Other than that, I would also say the Jets defense against Joe Flacco and that Ravens offense. Again, the Ravens defense is, yeah, that's their defense, but their offense doesn't impress me. Joe Flacco's not the quarterback that he got the money for, and I think the Jet, especially Ray Rice, Ray Rice is going to get shut down versus that run. So if you're trying to look for a defense to play, look for them to make a turnover there.
Well, what's going to happen when they have the same short fields that EJ Manuel did last week?
Now, yeah, that could be a problem. I'm looking for Cromartie to shut down Torrey Smith there. Other than that, though, I don't really see much else happening for them unless they can hit Torrey Smith.
Okay, and are you sticking to your Arizona Cardinals as a defense that you want to slide in there?
Yes. Okay.
All right, so we're going to go on to some low-owned fantasy football players with big upside. I'm going to start. I always like to go for some receivers, and I've got one receiver, one running back, and one quarterback. I'll start off with a quarterback in Alex Smith going up against the who do they have him against? Oh, I'll start with Donald Brown going up against the Arizona Cardinals. The Indianapolis Colts running back was featured more last week, and you saw with him implementing the game plan over Trent Richardson, they were able to succeed. Got a little bit of the run game going, and he's always been an option out of the backfield, so insert him there. And Alex Smith going up against San Diego. And like I said, Ryan Tannehill was able to dink and dump past the Chargers last week. Kansas City's coming off a loss, but they're going back home. And Alex Smith is the dink and dump king. So get him out there. He should be able to make 30 to 40 yards with his legs, which is a big plus to his low yardage coming through with his arm. So input him out there. Probably get his couple of touchdown passes, 30, 40 yards rushing, and 225 yards passing. And at wide receiver, Brandon LaFell, been kind of a guy that's been on the cusp the last 3 weeks. A couple of games ago against the Falcons, he had some big catches. And last week, he provided some big playability against the Patriots. And now he's becoming the more stable wide receiver for Cam Newton over Ted Ginn Jr. and Steven Smith. So look for him to continue to get out there against the Miami defense that is prone to at least a couple big plays a game. And I definitely see them trying to aim to stop the run because that's the Carolina Panthers' strongest in their offense. But through the air, Brandon LaFell should grab a few passes for you. Okay, who do we have?
All right, well, one person that I think is going to be very easy to pick up in your leagues and through the waiver wire and whatnot will be Bobby Rainey. He's from Tampa Bay here. Now, he came out and he had himself a real good game. You got Doug Martin and Mike James are both out. In his last game, he had 163 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 34.7 fantasy points in most standard leagues versus the Falcons. Now, I get it. The Falcons aren't the team to be playing against with a running back, or, you know, you don't have to worry about them, but he's only 10% owned in most fantasy leagues, so I think that's going to be a good steal for you if you're really desperately looking for a running back. Another one would be Rashad Jennings out of Oakland. With McFadden hurt, you know, the way he typically is throughout the seasons, that's going to be a pretty solid pick. Since week 9, he's scored about 55 fantasy points in most standard leagues. As far as tight end goes, Kobe Fleener. With Reggie Wayne out and Andrew Luck out there, you know, he's looking for his number one target. Who's it going to be? His old friend from Stanford. Got to be Kobe Fleener out there. He's 27% owned in most leagues there, so that should be an option if you're really looking. And my big one, now this will be a crazy pick, but Michael Crabtree. I know he's going to be playing his first game now. He's a risk. I know that if you have Percy Harvin and you saw what happened because you've been waiting the whole season to put him in and he only had about 1 point in the game there, I still think that Colin Kaepernick is the guy who wants to throw to his favorite number one target, and that's going to be Michael Crabtree. So don't take off what you saw from Seattle and Russell Wilson and the Percy Harvin thing into this week. If you're looking for someone and you're really desperate and he hasn't been picked up yet, grab Michael Crabtree and give him a test.
All right. And how much did you bid on Bobby Rainey on the waiver wire?
I you know what? I'm good at running back. I'm not gonna even test that right now.
I heard $20 to $25 some people were bidding. Luckily for me, I had Rashad Jennings and a bunch of other good running backs that have stabilized me. Okay, I'm gonna go. We're running low on time here, so we're gonna blitz through these last couple of names. We're gonna go with let's see here, which segment do I want? I'm gonna go with some sit-ems here, just regular sit-ems. DeMarco Murray against the Giants. You know, when the Dallas Cowboys getting these type of games, they've done it time and time again. They ditch the running game, even though D. Murray might be a PPR type back for you. Besides, in standard leagues, he's not worth the risk. Just like C.J. Spiller has been week to week. I'm going to say sit Adrian Peterson. He's trying to battle through a groin injury. Green Bay's defense been pretty good against him run through this year. And even though he has had success against the Packers in the past, groin injury is not anything to mess with. And then Anquan Boldin. Looks like a great matchup against the Washington Redskins Monday night. And usually I would say input a Monday night player, because if you're behind, you always want to have that chance. But with Anquan Boldin, you know, he has 3 touchdowns on the year. He had one last week, and it was his first one in 10 weeks as he scored those first 2 week one. He's just not consistent enough. Passing game for the 49ers hasn't looked good. And really, I would just stay away from Anquan Boldin. Okay.
All right, let's go with an obvious one. Let's sit Geno Smith. Well, I don't think we need to get into much discussion on that one.
If you have him as your on your team, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, then I don't know if you've been paying attention to football. Let's sit Roethlisberger versus Cleveland. I came in earlier and I said that I don't trust him versus Cleveland's defense. Sit Roethlisberger. Also, go ahead and sit Phillip Rivers. Kansas City, they got tore up a little bit by Peyton Manning. They're going to be pretty hungry, and Phillip Rivers, he's in for a bad game. Other than that, here's one. Case Keenum. I know that there's the controversy over there in Houston. What's going on with the quarterback? Shop's not looking good. Well, I don't like Case Keenum either. Jaguars defense really showed Peyton Manning a good what for when they had their meeting earlier in the year. So I wouldn't trust that with this unknown quarterback who's come in and trying to be Mr. Hero for Houston. Don't play.
He just beat him too a few weeks ago.
Yeah, oh.
That was Tennessee. But okay, I'm gonna blitz through flex options. Shane Vereen, I like what he did once they benched Stephen Ridley for his fumbling problems. He's definitely gonna get some catches out of the backfield and probably get more carries this week. Rob Housler, tight end from the Arizona Cardinals, passing game boosted up. Definitely a solid flex option if you're looking for just some basic yards with possibility of touchdown in deep leagues, 14-16 team leagues. Alshon Jeffrey, too consistent to leave him out. And Kendall Wright, I know it's hard to start any Tennessee Titan, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is a dink-and-dump captain with Alex Smith, so they're co-captains, and he's going to continue to hit Kendall Wright for his 7, 8, 9 catches a game. And lastly, I'm going to go over a free play here in just a minute, but I'll let you, Tyler, name a few others.
All right, Victor Cruz versus the Dallas Cowboys. I know he's only scored 7 points in his last 6 games. Isn't that crazy? But when he played them week one, he had 29 points. I don't trust that Cowboys defense. Also, you want to get Danny Amendola versus the Broncos. This is going to be his big game. It's going to be his coming out game. Also, Kendall Wright with Ryan Fitzpatrick has found his favorite target, and that's Kendall Wright right there. So if you watched that game on last Thursday, that was where you wanted to be. So that's going to be your two main guys to go for, you know, if you want to hit somebody, or 3. So I'll pass it back to Zach over here.
All right, and I'd just like to thank my brothers here for coming on the show. We'll try to get them on back again the next week and maybe a little bit longer, or maybe a 30-minute show. But to end the show, I'm going to go ahead and give a free play. Remember, you can purchase my plays on notjustagame.com under the pick section. If you're interested in weekly or daily packages, send me an email, notjustagame23@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, @Simony, and I'll answer any of your questions. But this week, I'm going to go ahead and go with Chicago Bears at +1, +1.5 right now. Expect that line to move in their favor by Sunday. You can see maybe a 2 to 3 point swing. Wouldn't be surprised to see the Bears favored by kickoff. But what we're seeing from the Bears and Josh McCown is a transformed offense. Mark Trestman knows both of his quarterbacks, but with Josh McCown in the lineup, they're having much more fluidity, less turnovers, and they're just able to move up and down the field. And defensively, they were a high-risk team to have any money on in recent weeks, but looks like that after they got down 10-0 against the Baltimore Ravens, they shored up their defense, tightened things up. They got a defensive touchdown off Joe Flacco, and they just all around held them in check. I think they only really had one successful drive, and they stopped them before overtime to just a field goal. So take the Chicago Bears. The St. Louis Rams, even though they're coming off a bye week, really what they did against the Colts is overinflated. Go back to what you've seen earlier in the year when the Cowboys, Falcons, and the 49ers steamrolled them. So it might be a close game, but if you're going to get them at a pick 'em or even an underdog slightly, go ahead and insert the Bears in your pool contests and straight wager. So this is Zach Simony signing off for NotJustAGame.com, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.